Dateline Washington, Wednesday, October 1st, 2008. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, the Bush administration and the bailout. We'll talk with key economic advisor Keith Hennessy, who is also director of the National Economic Council, about the bailout version headed to the U.S. Senate tonight and whether the Bush administration is optimistic that it will meet congressional approval in both chambers. We'll also ask him why he believes Americans are so skeptical of the bailout idea. Also in this edition, Democrats and the bailout. We'll talk with former Clinton White House budget spokesman Larry Haas, who also served as a communications director to Al Gore when he was vice president of the United States. We'll talk with Larry about the Democrats and their approach to the former and current bailout bill. We'll find out why he believes Democrats would be better stewards of the economy over the next 4 years, but also why he believes Barack Obama will have to raise taxes for many more Americans than he's promising right now. Plus, we can explore for more energy. Brian Kennedy of the Institute for Energy Research is with us to talk about Congress failing to extend a moratorium on offshore exploration and why that's good for America's energy needs. And tips for Sarah Palin. We'll talk with Dr. Janice Krause of Concerned Women for America's Legislative Action Committee about what the Republican vice presidential nominee should keep in mind heading into Thursday night's debate. We'll also ask Dr. Krause whether moderator Gwen Ifill should recuse herself as being moderator since she has a new book scheduled to be released on Inauguration Day that strongly praises Barack Obama. All that plus the day in Congress and in business follows Wednesday's top news, and President Bush is pushing hard once again for a $700 billion bailout or economic rescue package, as he calls it. He wants the Senate to get the ball started off rolling in the right direction with a vote tonight.
It's very important for members to take this bill very seriously. It's important to get credit flowing again so that small businesses in our communities will be able to finance their operations.
The president was extremely frustrated Monday when the House of Representatives failed to pass the previous version of the bill by a vote of 228 to 205, and that included more than 130 Republicans voting against their president. But Bush says there have been changes to this bill that he hopes will be agreeable to all on Capitol Hill.
The rescue plan, the bill has been improved by raising, other things, temporarily raising the cap of FDIC insurance.
Not often that Majority Leader Harry Reid in the U.S. Senate and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell agree on things, but they do about the need to pass this bill in a timely fashion. Senator Reid says the credit crunch is spreading beyond Wall Street to Main Street, and lawmakers have to act.
And it's going to get worse, not better, unless we do something. Now is our time to work, not as Democrats, not as Republicans, but as guardians of the public trust to forge a better day ahead.
Senator McConnell says it's time for lawmakers today to step up and fix the problem.
No one is happy with the situation that we're in, but it's the situation that we have. And the American people didn't send us here just to do easy things. They expect us to rise to big challenges.
But now the question is, will the House Friday morning approve what the Senate is likely to approve by a wide margin this evening? House Majority Leader Democrat Steny Hoyer of Maryland says he knows that some congressmen may not like the changes.
Frankly, an awful lot of people are going to look at this bill, not be pleased with what the Senate has done in adding those provisions that make the debt worse, but believe very strongly that passing this bill to stabilize the economy, reinstate confidence in the markets is critically important for their constituents and their hometowns.
Now, John Boehner is the Republican leader on Capitol Hill for the House. He thinks the Senate version of the bill has a better chance of getting through the lower chamber.
I do expect the House will take the same package that will include the effort to raise the FDIC insurance and to include the Senate-passed tax extender package.
The changes include extending FDIC protection from $100,000 to $250,000 in banks and also some extension of tax provisions. More on that as well as other news later. For now, that's a look at Wednesday's headlines.